And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
We're the Pop Patrol. Head to the dirt.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in. Center stage on the mic.
And we putting it on wax. It's the new style.
We're Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people. What they want.
Jalen Rose, I underestimated these Raiders. The Raiders came back to win the game on this drive. Josh Jacobs, there he is, the rookie in the end zone. And then they got a pick from Phillip Rivers to seal the game. Jalen, they are just one game behind the Chiefs in the AFC West. Are the Raiders a playoff football team?
See Jacobs, frost your wrist up. He out there balling. That was a big time run to seal the game.
Yep.
But today, a lot of people woke up and had to put some respect on John Gruden's name.
That's true.
Because a lot of individuals slandered him.
Oh, I did.
When he decided to take the job.
I did. I slandered him. I had jokes.
When he traded Khalil Mack, when he let Amari Cooper go, when they decided to sign Antonio Brown and then he left, when they signed Richie Incognito, when they signed Vontaze Burfict, now all of a sudden they're going to look up in a couple of weeks and be 7-4. Mm. They're not a contending team. But they're clearly an improved team virtually overnight. So I give him and them a lot of credit.
And look at what they have coming up. Like, there's some very winnable games there. Like, the Oakland Raiders might be in the playoffs. And when you say that people disrespected John Gruden, I was one of those people. I watched Hard Knocks. I saw him knock on wood. Remember the knock on wood after everything he said? I had jokes. I thought that they would be one of the worst teams in the NFL. And look at them now. And you saw their schedule. They've got winnable games. Like, I honestly think they might be in the playoffs. And that absolutely shocks me. Does it shock you?
It shocks me that they've improved so fast. I even picked them to lose this game. Mm. But the Chargers are regressing. They will make the playoffs, but I have something I want to share with you, Jacoby, and all of our supporters. We have an open invite by Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, to bring the show to a town near you. We have an open invite.
Oh, to the Bay?
We have an open invite.
We have an open invite?
Yes, sir.
Oh, let's do it.
We need to give the Black Hole and the people in the Bay Area what they want. Before they leave to go to Vegas. I'm just saying.
If you have Mark Davis on a text, can you please tell him to do something about that hair? You know what I mean? Can you please? Because I know you got a lot of people on text. Just be nice about it. Just be like, listen, you got to do something about the hair. Congratulations to the Raiders. Big win for them.
No, hold on. You, of all people who have never been loyal to a barber in your life, have the nerve to get one person to cut your hair. If they're not available to you when you show back up, you go sit in another chair
in the same shop. That's exactly what I do. That's exactly what I do. Jalen Rose, the load-managed Clippers beat the Blazers. Kawhi Leonard had 27-13. Lou Williams off the bench had 26 points and 8 assists. So you play in the NBA a long time. You understand the NBA better than anyone I know. Why don't they just start Lou Williams?
This may sound crazy to a lot of people who don't have the experience that I do, because you'll get the same productivity from him if he plays 30 minutes as if he plays 40 minutes, because he's going to be just as aggressive with the basketball and do what he does. And he has great chemistry with Montrezl Harrell.
Yep.
You notice Doc Rivers also coached one Jamal Crawford, who won a few six man of the years. To start the game, your primary ball handler, usually, you want that guy to be somebody that could get you 10 dimes if he's playing well and or 20 points while not being a liability defensively. When you bring somebody in as a substitute, you can now pick and choose the matchup and the time that you put them in. to maximize their opportunity to get going really fast. And it frees up minutes for you to play other guys like Shamet, who was knocking down shots in the game. Kawhi was terrific, as you mentioned, in the fourth quarter. Montrezl Harrell continues to give effort. He was one of those guys under the radar we talked about when he was in Houston. And it was a great pickup by the Clippers. Played well then, playing well now. So the Clippers now are becoming a well-oiled machine as Paul George starts back to practice on Saturday.
The Clippers are a well-oiled machine, but they need to sort of settle their communications with the NBA. What happened is they sat Kawhi Leonard against the Bucks, and they said it was because he was injured. But then Doc Rivers went on wax and said that he was not injured. So then the league fined the Clippers $50,000, and Kawhi Leonard, in a very strange shirt, was asked about it. Let's listen to Kawhi Leonard.
What do you make of the NBA fining Doc and the Clippers?
I mean, you know, for me, you know, I'm on his side, you know what I mean? I'm a Clipper, he's my coach, so, that's just disappointing, you know, that it feels like they want, you know, players to play if they're not ready, but it is what it is. Like I said, I don't read into it. I gotta do what's gonna make me healthy and, you know, it's gonna help the team be successful, and that's me, you know, being able to play basketball games for us.
Huh. I got to do what makes me healthy. Is Kawhi Leonard healthy?
Yes. Can one day when we get an opportunity, can we run back some clips of when the Spurs were sending Tim Duncan and Tony Parker home on Southwest Airlines planes and everybody was key-keying? Like, oh, all they care about is winning championships. All that matters is who's standing in June? And I kept speaking in the microphones. As you continue to deteriorate the meaning of the regular season, players are going to do it as well. They're really intelligent. So here's what has happened. Gone are the days when the majority of the top players take pride in playing 82 games.
Gone.
Gone are those days.
Gone.
So now if you're the NBA, you're trying to market, you're trying to promote, and you're trying to sell tickets to a product that people now realize when they purchase a ticket, the marquee player might not be playing. So here's a couple of distinctions in wordplay that are going to now take place. In the Clippers statement and in the Lakers statement, you see the word injured.
Yep.
Or injury.
Yep.
That's a term that goes for a player that cannot play. Paul George is injured. Kawhi Leonard is low managing. But now that's going to be masked as recovery because he's had an injury at some point of his career.
Yep.
So now for a guy like Zion Williamson, for his entire career, they can say he's managing an injury that he's had at some point of his career. The term low management has become so taboo, it's gonna be the words that the NBA tried to erase so very fast, almost like tanking, because they create a stigma that the fans will now gravitate to in a negative light.
And that's a really good point, because the optics of load management aren't good for the league. So there's going to be some discussions that will be not on wax that will say, let's not use the words load management. Let's not use the word tanking. But we all know that is the best strategy to win a championship. And I'm glad you brought up Zion Williamson, because it is interesting. I don't think Zion Williamson will ever play 82 games in his career. Do you?
I do not. And you and I joked on the podcast, make sure you download it wherever you download podcasts. If you're
great
not
plug.
Listening to our podcast,
great
I don't
plug.
Know what you're listening to.
Great plug.
And the joke that you came with is that Zion Williamson now is going to be basically playing once a week like an NFL player this year, as the New Orleans Pelicans will now be in the tanking business again,
yep.
A la Philadelphia 76ers. I wouldn't be surprised if they traded Drew Holiday in the process. This has now become the new norm in the NBA. So terms that teams have used, like load management and rest, and when the Spurs used to put old by Tim Duncan, those jokes have now become something that the fans have realized they bought tickets to, not to see the marquee players. So the league is smart enough to try to remove those words from the lexicon.
Well, Kemba Walker returned to play against his former team, the Hornets, and he was received very well by the crowd there in Charlotte. Classy move from Charlotte. And the Celtics went on to win on the work of Kemba Walker and Jason Tatum. And your guy, Gordon Hayward, he had 20 and 10 and 6. It seems like Hayward is back. And Jalen, low-key, the Celtics only have one loss, and that is in that game to the Sixers that we all watched. Are the Celtics exceeding your expectations?
Not for the regular season, because I told you I felt like they had the best collection of perimeter players in the Eastern Conference. And that's including up front with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, who they just gave a big deal to. And the guy you just showed, Gordon Hayward. Now think about this, Jacoby.
Yep.
You haven't seen people have more horrific injuries than Sean Livingston, Paul George, and Gordon Hayward.
Yep.
But at some point of their careers, they responded, in particularly a year after the injury.
Good point.
That's what the season is now for Gordon Hayward. And he's playing as such, with a pace, with an accuracy. He seemed like he now has found his comfort zone. Because Kyrie was really ball dominant. Now they're putting it in his hands a lot, and he's making plays and doing well.
Jalen Rose, it is now time for maybe the most important news that matters that we've ever had. Jalen, we've been doing this show for a long time, and I know you remember when we showed you the video that the New York Times published video of an unidentified flying object that was recorded by a naval pilot in air. Jalen, that pilot is a gentleman by the name of David Ferver, and he now says that that footage, quote unquote, disappeared. This, to me, is absolute, undeniable proof that there are aliens flying around our atmosphere and the government is covering it up. Is it finally time for you to admit that that is a fact?
So it doesn't say the tape appeared. It said the tape disappeared.
Okay.
So why do you feel like it's more likely than unlikely? You haven't seen any footage.
Jalen,
wouldn't that help your decision-making?
Jalen, we saw the footage. The New York Times published the footage, and now it has been embargoed by the government. This is all a conspiracy. You know what? The government is probably aliens. At this point, the entire globe is probably run by aliens, and we are just pawns in the aliens' chess game. That's what I feel is the actual fact, and I need you to now admit that you are being controlled by aliens.
Shout to David for this research and for his service as Veteran Day approaches. However, I am not the person that's ready to buy land on Mars. You go and waste your money if you want to. How about that?
I came downstairs one day and my wife was literally watching a documentary about living on Mars. And I really feel like I'm going to come home one day and she's like, yes, I bought us some space on Mars. I'm moving to Mars, y'all. We're being controlled by aliens and I'm moving to Mars. But right now, it is time for us to give the people what they want.
Postmates is the best delivery service. Sometimes it's around 4 p.m. in the afternoon. You want some red wine? Boom, you got it. What if it's 9 p.m.? You want some sushi? Boom, Postmates. Breakfast burritos, 10 a.m.? Got them. Ibuprofen, 8 a.m.? Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. I get the frozen yogurt. Even though it's close to my house, sometimes I just don't want to leave the house. Postmates, boom, there it is, right at the house. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. You hear that? No trips to the store. You don't even need to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS and Android for free right now. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. That's right. You listen to Jalen and Jacoby. You get $100 in free Postmates credit for the first 7 days of your account. To start your deliveries, download the app and use the code JJ. One J for Jalen, one J for Jacoby. That's code JJ for $100 of free delivery credit in your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code JJ.
Jalen, sometimes I have to look into the camera and speak into the microphone and say I was wrong. I was wrong about the Miami Heat. They are low-key playing really well, and they are powered by Jimmy Butler. He had 34 points on 11 of 16 shooting as the Heat beat the surprising Suns in Phoenix. The Heat are now 6-2. Jalen, are they a lock for the playoffs?
They're a lock for the playoffs, and soon as Jimmy Butler signed to go there, that made that true. Because I always talk about their player development with Eric Spoelstra. When you look out there, there are a bunch of players that people gave up on.
Yep.
Bunch of guys that they try to develop. And then all of a sudden, Goran Dragic, they gave him a big deal. He's playing against his former team. He plays well. But Jimmy Butler is the anchor. And having a guy like that scoring 30 points in the first half against a Suns team that had been playing really well is a good road win.
Especially on the road. I mean, this Heat team is not necessarily superstar packed. We talk about all the dynamic duos in the NBA. The Heat don't really have a duo. I mean, Dragic played really well in the second half to finish off the game, but Jimmy Butler's kind of powering this team with a sort of a lack of second superstar, and they're playing really well. Jalen, another team that I slept on, I always sleep on. You know I disrespect the Spurs every single year, right? You know every single year I disrespect the Spurs.
I try to tell you.
Every single year
I sleep on the
Spurs, and I did it again this year, and LaMarcus Aldridge had 39 points, Jalen Rose. LaMarcus Aldridge and his brand new waves had 39 points, and they went on to beat the Thunder. Will I regret disrespecting the Spurs for like a seventh straight year?
Yes, you will. People come out with their preseason playoff teams, and everybody quick to try to anoint the new hot shiny toy. And yep. I keep telling you, the Spurs are going to be right there playing mid-range throwback-type basketball with Aldridge and DeRozan. Murray's an up-and-coming star. Pop is still on the sideline. He hired Tim Duncan to the staff. They will be a threat because the San Antonio Spurs embody consistency.
So when you say they'll be a threat, what exactly do you mean?
They're a team that could get out of the first round of the playoffs. They're a team that's going to hover around 5 or 6, and depending on everybody else's records and load management and when you play teams, if they're healthy at that point of the season or not, they can swing either way. But that level of consistency is something I try to always tell you to bank on, but for some reason you keep sleeping.
I don't know why I don't listen to you, because in early October it's so easy to be like, well, the Kings are going to make a leap and the Pelicans have Zion. And now you look at the Kings and the Pelicans, you're like, I picked them to be in the playoffs and I didn't put the Spurs in the playoffs. And you look at the Spurs and you're just like, why do I keep doing this? What is wrong with me and the San Antonio Spurs?
Oh, this is easy. They're not flashy.
It's not fun to watch.
When you play basketball every time, what pass are you going to try to
attempt? Behind the back. Correct. Unnecessary behind the back pass. That's what I do every time I play.
That's what you like.
Yes.
And all they do is play efficient, consistent team basketball. And there are a couple of my good friends that work at this network. Jay Williams on Countdown.
Uh-oh.
Greeny.
Uh-oh.
On Get Up.
Uh-oh.
Guess what, Jacoby?
Uh-oh.
Just like Stephen A. owes me designer shoes from the Nuggets and the Lakers last year, both of those gentlemen bet me that the Pelicans were going to make the playoffs this year.
First of all,
designer suits.
Can I take everybody behind the curtain?
I will be cashing those bets by Christmas.
Yo, we're in the Seaport. Jalen goes up to Stephen A. He's like, sir, we have to have a quick discussion. He's like, Stephen A., I'm going to send you a link. He said, I'm going to send you a link to some designer's news from that bet last year. And to Stephen A.'s credit, he was like, you can send me a link to any shoe you want, and I will pay that up. Moving on. Jalen, I will continue to beat this drum until the rest of the national media catches up with a gentleman by the name of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He had 21 points last night, but he's averaging 22 points on the season. Jalen, when is the rest of the national media going to catch up to just how good this young man is?
But that's why we're the show of the tastemakers. You get the information here first. If you work in the media, you can paraphrase it and take it as your own. If you're at the water cooler at work, you can talk about it first. And then when it happens, you could be like, I told you so. That's why we're going to create a segment on this show called Deeper in the Box Score. Because what ends up happening for national consumption, you end up talking about five teams and 10 players because that's called playing the hits. But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander plays in Oklahoma City. He's not Russell Westbrook, and they're not a contending team, so he won't get discussed, except if you watch Jalen and Jacoby.
Well, you talk about the 10 players that people always talk about. One of those 10 players people always talk about is a gentleman by the name of Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson has not played a single regular season NBA basketball game. And that is because he's been injured, and we all were asking for a timetable for his return, for an update. And he finally spoke about it. Let's listen to Zion.
It's going very well. Day by day, getting better, and I think it's going very well. It's a long season. This isn't like college or something where it's 30 games. It's 82 games, so I don't really see a need to rush back. I'm not out forever, so my mindset is just come back stronger, come back better, so I can help my team.
So, Jalen, you know I don't root for a team. I root for the league. And I think Zion Williamson playing basketball is good for the league, but I'm very concerned about his health. Is my concern justified?
Your concern is justified because your journalistic integrity taught me something.
He got hurt
in high school. Mm-hmm. Then he got hurt in college. He got hurt in summer league. And he got hurt before the season even started in the NBA.
Facts.
And I mentioned this when he was in college. His weight, along with his height, is something that we just have not seen. The players that weigh what Zion weigh, like Taco Fall and Boban, guess what they've never been? Fast, athletic.
Jumping.
He's both of those at 6'7". And so his body absorbing that level of pounding is something that should and will be a concern moving forward. But I will say this.
What's that?
I enjoy watching Zion Williamson play basketball.
I want to see him play basketball.
I need him back out there.
Please,
because he was doing work
on somebody.
He was doing work in the preseason. And he get that thing by the hoop. It reminded me of Sean Kemp. How he just do a reverse dunk, one hand, two hand, things that we hadn't seen. And so his underrated skill is his ball handling.
Yep.
That's where, at his size, he's still able to break people down and get to the bucket. But I do worry about him being the kind of player, a la Joel Embiid, that he's basically going to have to load manage for his entire career.
Yes, I feel like he will never play 82 games. I feel like he'll play about 60, 65 games every single year. But I love the fact that he was drafted to the Pelicans because it's sort of a smaller market. You kind of fly under the radar. But I am concerned about this. The food in New Orleans is not healthy. I've been to New Orleans many times. We've been there together. I feel like every time I go to New Orleans, I gain like 20 pounds. I'm worried about that. Like, they don't even know what a salad is in New Orleans. Like, you say the word vegan in New Orleans, they're like, what, vegan? Like, what are you talking about? I'm worried about that. Zion, please, please, please stay away from the fried food. Jalen Rose, the Los Angeles Lakers are humming. We both thought that they would be good, but they are very good. And it's not just how they're good. It's their defense, Jalen Rose. They are number one in defensive efficiency in the entire league. How have they been able to step it up on the defensive end?
It's a tall man's game. It would always be an athletic game, a cerebral game, one that explosion, and how you're able to change ends of the floor is always going to matter. But when you have guys with length, that can contest, alter, and block shots, that's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
And I acknowledged that very early in this season that their height and their bulk was going to be a problem for teams. Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis, both of those guys have always been amongst the best defenders in the game, amongst the best shot blockers in the game. LeBron James is competing defensively also. Avery Bradley, I just like watching him play defense.
I know.
He fight through screens. Like, normally, yeah.
It's like a highlight.
I hit a screen, I die. He fight through screens. Danny Green plays D.
Jalen Rose, what are the two types of players that we always say compliment LeBron James the best? Say.
Shooters, defenders.
Shooters and defenders. And when you bring, remember last year when they brought in all those players to the Lakers and Magic Johnson was out here talking about they need playmakers around LeBron James? No, you need shooters and defenders. You bring in Avery Bradley. You bring in Danny Green. Do you know what Danny Green can do? Shoot and defend. And you can see it pay dividends already, especially with the resurgence of Dwight Howard. I don't know when it's going to end. I mean, I hope it doesn't end, but the way Dwight Howard is playing, the way that he's moving, just the way he moves around the court is something I haven't seen for like 5 or 6 years from him. Go ahead.
Jacoby, I got to make sure we do one thing.
Okay, let's do it.
Because I remember standing on these unpopular heels called John Gruden and Rob Pelinka earlier in the year.
Yep.
And a lot of people were assassinating his character and questioned who he hired, like Frank Vogel and the assistants and the acquisitions in the offseason. That looks pretty good.
It does.
So
happen.
I'm not mad at the stance that I had, number one. And number two, is Andre Iguodala even signed with them yet?
Oh, where's he at? Is he?
They're getting reinforcements.
They have the jersey ready. They have his jersey with Iguodala in the back.
They're getting reinforcements.
Yeah, this is not going to be this Lakers roster is not going to be the Lakers rosters that you see in the playoffs. And I do want to give you credit. You know I don't like to give you credit. Rob Pelinka did do a good job this year. Maybe just Magic getting out the way helped out a lot. But I have one quick question. I forget, where did Rob Pelinka play college basketball?
At the University of Michigan.
And what during what time period?
He played in 89 and got a ring. He also played with the Fab Five.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So you're obviously an objective, unbiased person when it comes to these opinions, right?
I'm just somebody that says what he sees and don't follow the crowd.
Okay.
I don't follow the crowd. And if you want to tie some more bowls to this, Andre Iguodala from Illinois, like Rob.
Mm.
Also, was his agent when he played. Andre Iguodala, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, joins the Lakers.
They have the jersey made already. It's already hung up in an empty locker just waiting for Andre Iguodala to show up there. And what does Andre Iguodala do? Defends and sometimes can shoot. Moving on, Jalen Rose, we talk about following the crowd, right? You talk about how we look at things objectively, and the crowd really picked the Nuggets. The crowd anointed the Nuggets as one of the top teams in the West. The Nuggets are 5-2, and they play the Sixers tonight, which will be a good test for them. Jalen, why don't I respect the Nuggets as a basketball team?
Because you wanted to see Jokic come out of the gates.
Thank you.
And look like he was in shape.
Thank you.
Which I have not seen. Look like he was focused.
Thank you.
I'm seeing unforced turnovers. And look for him to be dominant, which he has not been.
Look at him.
However, this is why I like to gauge success off of realistic expectations. Because most 5-2s, people around the league will be celebrating. But since those things with Jokic haven't happened, it seems like they've been a disappointment. You get a big-time win against Philly, now people start to look at your record different. That's just how the league works.
So, you know, I coined the phrase stretch mark five, and there is no one that embodies that, pun intended, more than Jokic. My man is a stretch mark five, and when you're playing the way he played last year, you can carry around that extra weight, but now you just look like a fat dude that's not that good at basketball. Like, I always say this, I pay attention to the NBA. If you watch the Jokic, it's either feast or famine with him. Like, he averages 15 points, but sometimes it's 10, and sometimes it's 35. Like, you need to be consistent. And I don't know why I don't respect this Nuggets team, but I don't think that I will regret not respecting this Nuggets team. That's all I have to say about that.
I have to give you credit. When you go into the trademark office, don't just do stretch mark five, because that morphed from stretch mark four. So make sure you get both of them.
I got all of them. I got the trademark. It's like Taco Tuesday with LeBron. Moving on. We all thought that Mike Conley would be a huge difference maker for the Jazz, but so far this season it hasn't really played out that way. If you look at his stats, he's really dropped off in basically every category. What do you think about Mike Conley's start to the season?
So he's the type of player that those numbers will improve because his role has dramatically changed. In Memphis, he was a primary ball handler with pick-and-roll actions with, like, Mark Gasol, who likes to play high post and at the three-point line. So now all of a sudden the paint was a lot more open for his runners and his trademark floater that we talked to him about. Though a lefty, he likes to shoot it with his right hand. Now he plays with the stifle tower Rudy Gobert. And where's he best served on the basketball floor offensively, Jacoby?
Just floaters, 5 feet from the basket, getting past his man and catching up the help defense and just dropping it right over him.
Correct. And so now with Gobert in the paint, he doesn't necessarily have that room. So he's going to find a way to be more effective because he's a solid veteran player, and I have confidence in his game. But let me tell you what he has done that won't show up in the box score. Brought some veteran leadership and stability and athleticism to the point guard spot.
Yep.
So now all of a sudden, Bogdanović, who was an under-the-radar pickup for the Utah Jazz, and Donovan Mitchell can initiate offense off pick-and-rolls through throwback passes for three-point shots and do driving kicks. Also, I still like this Jazz team. They're continuing to mature as a unit.
So, Jalen, I'm going to do the media thing, and I'm going to read too much into stuff. Giannis Antetokounmpo was asked about load management, and here's what the Greek Freak had to say. He said, quote, "I can't speak to what other teams or what other players do. I want to play." Jalen, can I do too much and say that that's a shot at Kawhi Leonard?
It wasn't necessarily a shot at Kawhi Leonard. It was a shot at all players who feel like the 82-game regular season aren't important anymore. Jacoby, that used to be something that was a badge of honor because that's what the best players in the league were doing. If Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and these guys, Hakeem Olajuwon, are the best players in the game, Karl Malone, John Stockton, and they're showing up every night, guess what you have to do? Fall in line.
Yeah.
Now that has changed, and the importance isn't there for the player. So now the team says, well, we want to create longevity with this player and maximize his opportunities to be out there. It allows guys to play longer, which I'm not mad at, but it really hurts the fan perspective of purchasing tickets and the television perspective of advertising games, because you can look up and the best players will be out due to rest and or load management.
Jalen, you know I'm a die-easy Knicks fan. And one thing the Knicks did was trade Kristaps Porzingis, which I think will go down as one of the best moments in Knicks history. Well, the Knicks head into Dallas to play against Kristaps Porzingis. And he talked about the matchup before the game. Let's check in with KP.
I have nothing negative to say. You know, it's in the past. It's in the past. And I'm grateful for those years that I spent in New York. You know, it's a great experience. It's a great experience.
Jalen, you were traded 75, 80 times in the NBA. Do you play harder against your former teams?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. You play harder against a coach you felt like gave up on you or gave you DMPs. You play harder against a team, especially if you wanted to still be there and it didn't work out. Especially if they traded you somewhere you don't want to be. In Kristaps Porzingis' case, he upgraded.
Yep.
So he has no reason to be upset. They traded him to play with Luka Doncic, to play for a coach in Rick Carlisle, an owner in Mark Cuban that has the resources, going to do whatever it takes to build something special around him. But I have to ask you a question, even though I know you don't like follow-ups, that you said that many Knicks fans probably disagree with today, as the same fan base that booed Porzingis and booed Daniel Jones. You said you felt like this would go down to be one of the best moves in the history of the Knicks.
Why is that? Because you now have a young core. You've got R.J. Barrett. You've got Zoe Trier. And then you're going to get rid of Frankie Smokes. And then you're going to end up getting rid of Kevin Knox. But the draft picks that they got in that trade and the young pieces they got in Dennis Smith Jr. will end up benefiting the Knicks more than having a Kristaps Porzingis-based team. I believe in that, but that's because I am a blind and dumb, die-easy Knicks fan. It's time for Soft Mover Boss Move. Jalen Rose, it's pretty clear at 6 years old that my son will not be a professional athlete, but if he was, I would cheer for him when he was in the league. Saquon Barkley's father, a Jets fan, is going to go to the Jets-Giants game and not wear his son's jersey. He's going to wear a Jets jersey and root for both teams. Choosing your hometown team over your son's team, soft move or boss move?
This is a boss move because he's trying to actually encourage his son to go out and have the game of his life.
Okay.
He's been there every step of the way. Their relationship is airtight. His son won't take it personal. He know that that's his dad's squad, and it always has been, so his dad is staying true to his personality. However, when Saquon goes out and he runs for 150, and he catches for 75, and has three touchdowns,
yeah.
Guess who he's going to give that football to? His dad.
His dad. Oh, you know what? I want to disagree with you, but I cannot. Jalen, we have some big games in the NFL coming up, and none bigger than the one on Sunday night between the 6-3 Vikings taking on the 5-3 Cowboys. One team is going to go up into the upper echelon, and one team will be on the way down. What do you think will happen this Sunday night in Dallas?
Well, the one thing you can't underestimate in this matchup is one of these teams already has 6 wins.
Yep.
And they're really hard to come by in the NFL. Adam Thielen, I don't believe he's going to play. Amari Cooper for Dallas has had some injury concerns with his knee. He will play. The Cowboys are playing at home. Ezekiel Elliott was a bell cow last week. Their defense got after the quarterback. Dallas got a chance to see a lot of Kirk Cousins as he played in Washington in their division. I'm picking the Cowboys to get it done.
I think the Cowboys win at home as well. And Jalen, I know you love this guy. And you know I love this guy, Christian McCaffrey. We love him for different reasons, but he has carried the Panthers over this entire season, especially without Cam Newton. Can he bring the Panthers a victory against the Packers?
I don't think so. The Packers had their worst loss of the year. Aaron Rodgers had his second worst game of his career. This should be a bounce back game for the Pack, playing at home. They have 7 wins. The defense knows McCaffrey's coming. He's still going to have a big game. It seems like he does so weekly, but their receivers have had nondescript seasons. I feel like the Pack rebound and win on their home field.
I think so, too. The Packers were held to 0 points in the first half last week against the Chargers. That cannot happen again, especially against the Panthers' defense. Jalen, your Lions still...
Roar!
Wait. Are you sure? Are you sure we're roaring now? Are you sure? Are you sure we're roaring now? The Lions are about to be 3-5-1 after they lose to the Bears this weekend. Are you sure you want to roar?
I told you when Kerryon Johnson got injured and we got our moral victory against KC and the refs cost us, I think, against the Vikings. This was the time of year that degenerate Lions fans like me see the season start to spiral out of control.
The Jalen and Jacoby podcast is presented by Goodyear. Drive always discovers possibilities. Goodyear, more driven.
There is so much going on in the world of sports and pop culture that we can't get to all of it, so we have a segment where you decide what we talk about, Jalen. It's called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topics, you say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Let's get it.
Kareem Hunt will once again play professional football. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
The Browns have one of the easiest remaining schedules. They are going to start hitting their stride, and the narrative around their team is going to change. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Shout out to Method Man. We have an AJ Green update. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Okay. He had a setback, and now he is out indefinitely with an ankle injury. Jalen Rose, you and I spoke about this. He's not out with an ankle. He's out with our team is terrible. There's no value to me playing football. That's what I think is happening. What do you think is happening?
We showed up to do this professional program. They were 0-3.
Yep.
They were showing AJ Green on the sideline, shaking his head in disbelief at how bad their team was. And we were like, he ain't playing this shit.
He's not playing. Yeah, I wouldn't.
And then their coach came out and spoke into a microphone and said, oh, it looks like he's going to be ready to go on Sunday. And then AJ's like, oh, no, I ain't.
Setback. Got a setback. Got a setback. And I will say this. I've said it before. We do not disrespect this Bengals team enough. This Bengals team is so terrible. Let's move on. We have bad news for Ohio State football. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Defensive end Chase Young says that he took a loan from a family friend and is now being... basically a NCAA violation. He's working with Ohio State to try to get back on the field. What do you think the long-term implications of this are for Ohio State and Chase Young?
All I know is Chris Webber took a loan from a family friend and the Fab Five banner still ain't up. How about that? So I appreciate the progress of the media and of the NCAA institutions, in particular Ohio State, because he's going to probably get suspended 2 or 3 games. He and we got suspended for 25 years.
Yeah, you're still suspended. Moving on, we have a Tua update. Keep him moving in the breaks.
We know he's going to play against Alabama. I don't believe he's going to be 100%. Keep him moving.
We keep it moving.
He's going to play against LSU for Alabama. We also have 2 undefeated teams in the Big Ten facing off. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Keep it moving for now, but don't sleep on Minnesota.
Keep it moving up. Jacoby moving. You know we keep it moving up.
Tiger Woods did something interesting. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
So he is the captain of the U.S. team for the President's Cup. So what did he do? He selected his team. He picked some golfers, and he picked himself for the team. Jalen, what do you think about picking yourself for a team?
That's a boss move.
Boss move.
People do that in rec ball all of the
time.
Oh yeah. So it's not foreign. The NBA now does it for the All-Star Game. Can I say something about the NBA All-Star Game that about it?
Uh-oh. Darrell Reeves is here.
You know, we like to bring rules on this show. It should not be 12 players from each conference.
What should it be?
It should be the best 24 players. So this year, for example, it'll probably be...
I like this.
17 players from the West.
I like this.
For example, on the team.
Oh.
Number two... The playoff seeding has to go 1 through 16.
All right, so hold on.
I want to see the best 16 teams.
I've heard the 1 through 16 thing before, but I usually hate it when you derail the show like this. But that's a really good point. Let's just have the best 24 players in the NBA. Why is it 12 from each conference? What is the point of conferences anyway? Moving on. We have an update on your favorite basketball team. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Blake Griffin. Low-key, Blake Griffin. No one has seen him play basketball this year. Well, guess what? He is now cleared for all basketball activities. They have not picked the exact time of when he will be back, but it seems like he will be back soon. How excited are you for the return of Blake Griffin?
I'm really excited. And also, it's always something to monitor when the player misses playoff games, has an off-season, and then isn't able to start the year.
That's a great point.
Especially someone with the injury history of Blake Griffin and the athleticism. And I appreciate how he reinvented his game from somebody that was primarily a power dunker to improving his jump shot even out to three-point range. So adding him to a Pistons team is going to be something that's really promising.
Do the Pistons make the playoffs? Be honest.
Of course.
No.
Of course. What did I just say about the Eastern Conference?
Jalen Rose, I'm in Los Angeles, and I need to tell you something that's very important to this program. Very important to this program. I have an announcement to make.
Ooh.
Reg the Ledge is out waving you right now. I saw you brush. So, you know, I know you listen to the podcast. What you don't see is in the middle of the intro when I'm speaking, Jalen Rose is brushing. And then when he's speaking, he's speaking. And then when I start speaking again, he's brushing again. Yo, you're getting out waved on your own squad, Jalen.
Well, a couple of things. Reg is the captain of the wave squad.
Wave cap.
If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have thought about it, wanted to do it. You know, I've always tried to do stuff different based on my counterparts.
Of course.
In particular, in the national meeting, he was like, you got your hair. You might as well try to throw some waves up there. Yeah. It's almost like the moment in Paid in Full when Cam told my guy to put a medallion around his son's neck. It was kind of like one of those type of moments.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, it was
so
one
Reg
of those
Sunday
moments.
Is what you're saying. Reg Sunday.
Yeah, he did. And this is, like, I'll tell you the number one reason,
Yo,
though.
Hold up. You see how Reg the Ledge put the cam underneath you right there when you're talking about Cam? You see what he did there?
Yeah, because he's the
Reggie.
Dope.
There's only one Reggie.
Yeah, he's the dopest. No doubt about it. And so, but I'll tell you the effect reason why his waves are better.
Why?
The only time I'm brushing these days is when you see me. If you're going to really have waves, you got to be brushing them all day. Yeah. I got to step it up.
Yo, first of all, have you seen your desk at the Seaport, my guy? Have you seen what's happening over there?
Yeah, I got a lot of packages.
Packages and boxes. It's a mess over there. You got to take care of that.
People sent me stuff.
But you got to take care of that. Maybe because you usually just have brushes. You got a brush right by you where you sit in the studio. You got a brush at your desk. I know you got a brush right by the bed. Like I know you have two things right next to your bed when you sleep. You got some water and you got a brush.
Absolutely. And how many times have you heard me speak into a microphone and give an address to where to send me stuff? Never.
Never.
Okay.
If you a black guy brush company, send Jalen some brushes. We gotta get this guy sponsored. Because the black people brushes are different than the white people brushes. Like,
yep.
Yeah, they're very different. They're very different. Like, I use a comb when I had hair. When I was like 14, I had hair. Like, I used a comb. A ceramic comb. Like, black people don't use combs.
No. Y'all gotta, like, not gonna be able to do it.
Yeah.
We use picks. Or brushes.
Brushes. But like, y'all use brushes, like I would use that to clean something, not on my head. You know what I mean? Like I would use that to get something out of my clothes. I'm like, oh man, I got some hot sauce on my pants. Let me use that brush to clean it up. Nope. Not you. Not you. On your head. Oh man, we always get to people what they want. Part of giving the people what we want is listening to the people. So if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And if you leave us a voicemail and you give Reggie a shout out, we'll put it on the show just like this.
Hey, Jalen and Jacoby. This is Landon from Baton Rouge. Shout out to Reg the Ledge. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on something. I'm a huge Pelicans fan. Obviously, living in Louisiana, I've been a fan my whole life of the team. And should Pelicans fans kind of adjust their expectations for this team and think of this as more of a developmental year? Or should we still have hope that we could maybe slide into the playoffs, especially when Zion comes back and kind of pick up some steam? Let me know what you think. Love the podcast. Been listening for a long time. My favorite general sports podcast I listen to. So keep getting the checks and keep giving the people what they want. See you guys later.
All right, I'm taking this one, Jalen, because I know where to go with this one. I just had a thought that just came to me, and it's 100% accurate. I'm about to say something that makes a lot of sense. Do you know who the Pelicans are? The Pelicans are the Cleveland Browns. That's who they are. They got superstar names and higher expectations that they can't perform up to. That's who the Pelicans are. The Pelicans are good. They've got a nice roster. They've got 10 or 11 players that should be getting big minutes in the NBA. But here's the thing is, they're not a playoff team. And it's like we anointed the Pelicans before the season started the same way we anointed the Cleveland Browns before the season started as a contender, as a playoff team, but they're just not that. So to answer your question, Landon, how are they playing so far this season? Exactly as we expect them to. They're going to be back in the lottery. They are. And they're going to add some more young pieces. Check me in 2023. Check me then. Jalen Rose, your thoughts.
I got three unpopular words in today's NBA that the league are going to do their best to change the narrative that surrounds these three words. And while you compare the Pelicans to the Cleveland Browns, I'm going to use another team to compare them to as I use one of the words. They're the Philadelphia 76ers. And that word is tank.
Ah.
That's what the Pelicans will be doing this season. It's not a popular opinion.
Nope.
The Pelicans will be tanking this year.
Yeah.
Once Zion got hurt, all expectations were over.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised also if they trade Drew Holiday.
Oh. Oh. He's a piece that could help somebody. He could help somebody.
Remember where you heard it first. Pelicans tanking this year. A la Sixers. You remember how they drafted a couple of guys? And all of a sudden, Joel became an anchor. So did Ben Simmons. You hope that happens with Zion, who, like Embiid, had injury concerns earlier in his career.
I think one thing that people sleep on the Sixers is they didn't hit in all their draft picks. Where's Nerlens Noel playing? Oh, not in the Sixers. Where's Jahlil Okafor playing? Oh, not in the Sixers. Like, they didn't hit on all their draft picks.
Nope. Michael Carter Williams.
Where's he playing? Oh, no, not in the Sixers.
Nope.
Fultz.
Oh, is he playing in the Sixers? Oh, not in the Sixers.
Nope.
They didn't hit on all of them.
And so I got another two words that are so taboo that the NBA going to do everything they can to scrub these two words away from the lexicon. Load management.
Yep.
You're going to see Zion Williamson probably playing once a week. Like a high school player.
Like football. Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about it like that. Like, you don't come back. When you're Zion, you've had the injury history that he has. You don't come back and start playing every game.
Nope.
He going to play as many games per week as Patrick Mahomes.
Yo, he can have someone following him around looking at his diet, too. Because you know he's in New Orleans. They're like, no gumbo, no beignets. Remember when the Cowboys had someone follow around Dez Bryant, make sure he didn't get in trouble? They're going to have someone following around Zion just looking at what's on his plate. They're like, no, dog. No, you cannot have that fried chicken. No, kale. Kale for you.
And so here's one more thing about the Pelicans that I must say, too. I need to see something from Lonzo Ball this year.
Yeah.
It's time. You've been in the NBA, dog. You've been here. This is your third year. You've been here. It's time to show some.
Because right now, if I did a draft and David Jacoby was my GM and I said, hey, Jacob, Would you take 3 years Lonzo?
Nope.
Or overseas LaMelo? Who would you take?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare disrespect LaMelo Ball like that. Don't disrespect my guy LaMelo Ball by comparing him to his older brother. Like, your father, LeVar, he might just go 1 for 3. I'm saying. He might go 1 for 3. Where LiAngelo at? We need a LiAngelo update. Where he at?
Now, I have to say something that is really good for the Pelicans. Brandon Ingram can ball legitimately.
Oh, yeah. He's so happy not to be on LeBron's team anymore. Oh, put up a 40
piece. He can ball.
That's a
bright spot. Pay him.
So, Landon, there is some good news, but there's a lot of bad news for your Pelicans. So, Jalen Rose, I have the opportunity to be here in Los Angeles and just want to, you know, connect with the staff, like Brianna, Griselda, Eitan. Like, I've never even, like, seen these people in real life. And I have a charger in my hotel room, but it didn't work last night. And Reg the Ledge gave me a charger. Woo! I'm fully charged in 30 minutes. Yo, one thing that people don't know about Jalen Rose, I'm going to take you behind the curtain on Jalen Rose's life. Homeboy is never fully charged. Jalen Rose, every time we go to a bar, every time we go to a restaurant, the first thing he does, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Do you have a phone charger? Or, yo, as many drinks as get handed over the bar to Jalen, he hands chargers back to the bartender. True or false?
All facts.
Why don't you just charge your phone at night and wake up with a full charge?
Well, here's what I realized, and welcome to Jalen and Jacoby IG Interactive. You know we like to get the people what they want.
Always.
Your favorite podcast is normally edited. It's normally something that people have to go back and do fixes and take topics out. But in order to truly get the people what we want, we got to go live. And Jacoby getting on me about Reg the Ledge giving him a charger to charge his phone up so very fast. And he got on me about why mine seemed to be always dead.
You never, ever, ever fully charged. Everywhere we go, you give you the phone and the charger, and you make people charge your phone for you. Why don't you just charge it at night?
I'm going to tell you why. I realized something.
There's no reason for this.
Apple does a terrific job of making us want more.
Yes.
You know how you'll purchase one thing like the phone, but then all of a sudden you buy the earpiece with the string? And they know they can put out the buds.
Yo, can you make... I can FaceTime somebody across the world and literally see them in real time, but you can't make a screen that don't crack? You can't make a screen that doesn't crack?
That makes you want to go buy more. Yeah. I've seen reports of how certain apps on your phone are disabled and stuff to force you to get a new one. And my phone, the hearing is bad. And by the way, I've noticed something. It's maybe because I'm 46 now, and people, please holler at me if you've gone through this. Over the last 18 months, it seems like my vision and my hearing went from being two things that were A-plus to like C's.
Oh, dog, your vision is worse than a C. C is average. Yo, Jalen Rose can't see anything and refuses to go to an eye doctor. You know those big doopy glasses you have? Those are about to be prescriptions. You're gonna see a lot more of those glasses. You keep watching Jalen and Jacoby for the next couple years, you're gonna see a lot more of those glasses. So Jalen got frames that don't have prescription on them, just clear frames. Those are about to be on a lot. You're rich though. I want to talk about glasses really quick. I don't need glasses because I can see. I don't understand how people like you with bad vision, how your genetics got this far in our species. But I don't understand why people that wear glasses don't have like 20 pair of glasses to match with their outfits. Like, I feel like glasses should be like shirts. Like, you should have mad glasses so you can just like flip them and bounce them and have a different look all the time. Why don't people do that?
I understand your frame of reference. That's something, it sounds good. But I like to look at jewelry, chains, watches. It's stuff that you wear as legacy multiple times. Glasses, to me, fall into that category. Like, I'll get a couple of pair of glasses, but I don't want 7 different pairs of glasses to rock each week. Because then you don't really get familiar. And somebody on IG Interactive just told us, as Reg Jalege pointed out to me, that the lenses are expensive.
Yeah. But there's some cheaper ones out there.
Just like the iPhone is expensive. And for some reason, I've been determined not to get a new one.
I ain't getting a new one.
Because I feel like I charge my phone up at night, and like an hour and a half into my day is almost dead.
Yo, that happened to me. I used to be low power mode all the time, and then I got a new phone, and it works fine. Like, I can go like 2 days without charging now. You know what?
Damn. I charged my phone fully last night.
No, you did not. You're lying to the people right now.
I did.
Don't lie to the people.
Because it was almost dead before I went to sleep. So I charged it fully.
Right. What's now, it at now? What you at?
37%.
Yeah. Yeah.
37%.
Apple got us. Apple owns everything. They got us. All right. Listen. You know what? Today was a good show. I'm going to mail in tomorrow. Oh, no, we don't have a show tomorrow. You know what? Great week by us. Great week by us, Jalen Rose. We got Michigan on a bye week. We got the Lions going to beat the Bears. So you can't lose this weekend. Pistons getting also, Blake back.
And also, we got to do something for the culture.
What's that?
Shout to our brother Dave East.
Yep.
Go support his project that came out today.
Survival.
It's called Survival. He's an MC that drops bars.
Shout to him
also,
for coming through.
He's an actor. And for those like me who didn't have Hulu, I only got it to watch the Wu-Tang series. Yep. And for those that don't know, we're really competitive.
Oh, we are.
We're really competitive.
Really competitive.
And we don't care if the podcast is coming out in another country. We want to compete.
And you know how
we do that? For you guys to download. And for you to listen.
Rate, review.
Go to Reddit. Because Jacoby set it up for us. And give us reviews. And send us tweets. And like us on IG. Because executives pay attention to those things.
Yo, go ahead and write at ESPN and tell them about your favorite podcast.
If you really think
that no one cares, they care. People monitor that stuff. There's people in charge of the social media accounts, and they'll see if a bunch of people start talking about Jalen and Jacoby. If you want more Jalen and Jacoby in your life, express that on social media. It actually is paid attention to and considered when big-time decisions get made in rooms that me and Jalen are not allowed in.
And also, I have to stress this because it's really important. We always talk about giving the people what they want.
Yes, sir.
And part of that is allowing you guys to be a part of the show because we consider you guys family. Tell us why we should come do the show at in your town, in your city, at your school, high school, your college, wherever. Why should we bring the show there? You know, we talk about sports, talk about entertainment, fashion, politics, hip hop.
Can I say something, Jalen Rose?
Of course you can.
I love our staff. Rachel, Brianna, Griselda, Eitan, Curtis, Demetrius, Lisa, Harlan, Tanner, Reg. Because I'm in Los Angeles, and I show up in the morning, there's no one else in the whole entire building.
Nope.
Like, security's barely there. There's no one here.
Nope.
And we always joke that, you know, we always have this joke that we don't really prepare for the show, but we do. We work hard on this program. You don't get results like this without working hard on it. But we ain't working as hard as them. You know? We're not working as hard as them.
Like, and I have to say something else.
It's silent in the building. There's no one there.
Nope.
Our staff is dope, and they make us look good, sound good, make us even look and sound professional.
I know.
How about that? But let me give the Seaport staff a shout because...
Yup.
The only reason why you guys are seeing this IG interactive is because of the hard work of a couple of people. Terry comes to mind, JC, Corey. I don't want to leave somebody out.
Taylor, Patrick.
Yo,
we got more people working on Jalen Rose's Instagram than we do on the show.
And so how this happened is there were times when Twitter first became something.
Yep.
And I remember sitting in the studio in Los Angeles. And Jacoby would be so mad at me because I would pull out my BlackBerry.
Oh, don't do it. I don't even want to hear you talk about it. I got PTSD from
that. I would literally give shout outs to the people that supported the show.
Yo, anyone, he would just sit there. When we had a podcast, the podcast was about an hour, 10 minutes of just Jalen reading names off his phone.
He'd be like, shout to Corey. Shout to SVP1745. Shout to James Blanks. It's just like, yo, you're just reading names. Like, I'm sure those 10 people are happy, but the other 100,000 that are listening, they don't care.
But what happens is, and I was trying to tell you.
You still doing it now.
No doubt. Because we're a Pop the Trunk production. What ends up happening, though, those 10 people ride with us. And then they tell 10 more people about the show. Yep. Tell 10 more people about the show. And like Wu-Tang, we form like Voltron.
Yep.
And we continue to grow the product.
That's right.
And so I did the same thing with IG. I wasn't on IG a year and a half ago.
I remember you were
determined
like,
never
you were
to
like,
join.
I'm not a photographer. I'm not a photographer, so why should I be on Instagram? I'm about to blow up TikTok. I'm about to get on TikTok before you. I'm on TikTok, y'all. Jacoby TikTok. That's my name. I'm out there.
All I
Don't
know
even
is
call
this.
Me Jacoby no more. Call me TikTok.
I watch a lot of channels, along with ESPN, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and I just want you to know, as you dig in your nose,
I know, y'all,
interacting,
y'all know, y'all just saw me
and everybody
my nose.
Just saw you.
I forgot we were on IG.
I tried to show you. Give me your best booger jokes as Jacoby just was digging in his nose live IG.
I didn't think we were on video. I thought we were on
These
the podcast.
These are the type of things. This is why I like a podcast to be live.
Why?
Because you get a chance to see things like that. And you digging in your nose made me even forget what I was about to say.
But at least I didn't rub it on my lips like Kenny Atkinson.
Well, he was just trying to do a new innovative way of Carmex. That's all. Dig the wax out of his ear, put it on his lips. And so...
Yo, Reggie just clowned you with the boom boom bap.
I love the rim shot. Or the boom boom bap. Oh, I was saying, so I was determined not to join IG. Mm-hmm. So very determined.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are hardworking professionals like BK and Kayla Johnson through social media. My peeps at Rock Nation. Otta.
Shout out.
They're like, you got to join social media. You got to get on IG.
Got to.
So I'm like, all right, cool. If I'm going to get on IG, then that means Jalen and Jacoby got to be on IG too. Yep. So I used to come in, sit my phone up in front of one of the cameras. It'll fall some of the time for those that's been with us since day one.
Yep.
And the smart, hardworking professionals that Jacoby just mentioned, Corey and Taylor and JC and Patrick and Terry, we all got into the lab and said, let's change the game. Let's do something that everybody's going to follow. Let's be innovative. Let's make sure our show is broadcasted live to the people. So therefore, when Reg is on the board, in the background, with the tunes, and with the ad-libs, you can hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When Jacoby digging in his nose, you can see that.
See that.
Oh, I'm get the jokes. The low hung head of shame. That's what they said you had after they saw you.
I can see my book. You see that book right there?
Reg, do we got a voicemail?
Yep.
Hit us, Reg.
Yo, what up, Jalen Jacoby? Shout out to Reg the Ledge. Shout out to the whole crew. I got a sophomore Boston question for you guys. Playing co-ed basketball rec league, and I know you guys got the rec league superstar in Jacoby, and I just want to get your opinion. And what about pickup? What do you guys do when there's a girl shows up to pickup? How do you guys go about that co-ed basketball pickup? Shout out to you guys. Keep giving them checks and keep giving people what they want.
Playing co-ed is always a boss move. Always a boss move. But here's what you got to do. There's no freebies. There's no freebies. If you on the court, you're getting your shot blocked. Yep. You're getting your shot blocked. You know, and there's a lot of girls that are a lot better than me at basketball. Lots. Tons. But if you on the court and we're playing, I'm playing. Yep. I'm just because of your gender doesn't mean I'm taking it easy on you.
Nope.
That's all I got to say about that.
I'm going to put something on wax, about one of our coworkers. Circa Atlanta, maybe 10 to 15 years ago.
Okay.
I'm there playing rec ball. 3-on-3. 5-on-5 at first. And then, you know, as you run a lot of games, it dwindles down.
People start
5-on-5, 3-on-3.
Yeah.
We're about to run. People start picking teams. I picked to play with me a young lady named Maria Taylor.
Oh! Oh!
I've played basketball with her.
What?
So I'm 100% for the co-ed balling.
Absolutely.
And what the gentleman didn't realize, fools, she played high school basketball.
Yep.
She played collegiate basketball.
Yep.
And guess what she was doing?
Buckets.
Balling.
Buckets. And I'll say this, if you're on my team, if you're on the other team, I won't take it easy on you, but if you're on my team, I try extra hard to get you buckets. I remember we were playing in a celebrity game right there in the plaza, right here in Los Angeles, and Michelle Beadle didn't have any points. And it was halftime. And I said, Beadle, I'm going to get you a bucket. First possession, second half, gave her a nice little dime to kind of maybe an illegal screen on her man, maybe not, who knows, got her a bucket. Straight, just right in there. It felt so good to be like, I'm going to get you a bucket, and then it actually worked out. It made her feel like I really played basketball well, but I don't. Anyone who's ever seen me play basketball knows I can't hoop.
Nope.
And also, call the show and leave voicemails.
What's the number, Jalen?
985-80-JALEN.
Call right
now. We need your voicemail. You can call right now.
Call right now.
You don't have to. It's 24/7, 365.
It took Jalen 7 years to memorize the phone number. Don't memorize the phone number.
Yeah.
But take your phone out.
You can call right now.
Call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us voicemails because we always try to get the people what they want. Jalen, we'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Karis?
Done. We're not done. We're not done. Got to give the people time. Give people what they want.
They my little guys. I love them.